we've had a really good week's training since the Fermanagh game, and you know, we spent a lot of time together. You know, it's not so much the physical training you do, it's you have to get the bodies recovered for the first couple of days and deal with any wee knocks and bruises. But you know, a serious focus on Monaghan, you know, it was obviously they're a team we know well, but you know, we have to, you know, go over old work with them and obviously look to see where we've come up short over the last number of years against them. And but look, we're really looking forward to Saturday night.
And I know the focus was very much from very early on with you on the 12th June and Fermanagh, your own county, but at the back of your mind when you heard the draw and given that Monaghan were playing down as well, you must have thought, well, you know, at the back of your mind it was going to be Monaghan.
Yeah, listen, I always felt they were going to come through against Down, you know, with the greatest respect. I just felt with the quality of players they have, they were going to come through that. I expected ourselves to come through Fermanagh. It was always going to be a huge 13 days, but in order, you know, to get into the next stage, we had to beat Fermanagh. Thankfully we've done that, we've looked after our own end, and you know, now we're into the huge game against Monaghan. I think it's going to be a big game in both teams sort of you know, future as well, you know. I think both teams desperately want to get back to an Ulster final. They want to get their fourth in a row and we want to get our sixth.
Yeah, and no strangers, like there's very little that you or Malachy Rourke can pull off on Sunday, or can you, that one won't know about?
Nah, well, I wouldn't expect so, you know. I'd hope that we would foresee possibly anything was coming from Malachy, likewise ourselves, you know. Look, it's a huge rivalry between the two teams, you know, three Ulster finals in a row last, you know we went into last year one each, and unfortunately we came off on the wrong side of it. We lost it, you know, by 1 point, 11-10, in a really tense game, one that we, you know, we'd be disappointed in our performance levels. You know, I think Monaghan, to be fair, they'd be disappointed they didn't maybe play as well as they wanted, but ultimately they got the prize at the end of it, and they deserved it.
Funny that they won that game, I suppose, in the second and third quarter. There was 11 points scored and they scored 8 of them in that period.
Yeah, it's a period of the game, Tom, that we'll always live to regret. You know, we started the game really brightly. We went 3-1 up after, you know, we had 10, 12 minutes, something like that. But from then, you know, for the next 25 minutes, I think, you know, we missed chances. Monaghan made the most of absolutely of theirs. You know, we lost a few turnovers and one thing and another. But Monaghan played really well. They didn't give us a second chance. They took their chances when they arrived. And, you know, we ended up living to regret it.
And then we had a sleek game, a couple of months ago in Castledaney. And really, Donegal got off to a fire. I think 1-7 to a point up, and you know, looked to be out on their way. And all of a sudden, again, folded.
Yeah. Listen, it was a league game. I suppose we hadn't a lot to play for. We felt we were safe and had a good chance at semi-finals. Monaghan had to win it, you know. And there's a great atmosphere there in Blaney that day. You know, we got off to a flyer. You know, low scoring, but we were 1-4 to no score up. But straight after we got our goal, they got theirs. But even at half time, we were in a good position. We were 3 points up with a bit of a breeze. But you know, the bottom line is Monaghan grounded out. You know, their need was greater on the day. I suppose it meant a huge amount to them. You've seen the celebrations after it. Even a draw wouldn't have done for them. But fair play to them, they won it. We'd be disappointed, you know, after a great start, you know, to the first half, and you not pushing on, we only scored 2 points in the second half.
But as you said, it was a bigger game for them than you. You had secured your position, you were happy enough. So that would, I'm sure, give you courage and your team encouragement going on Sunday.
It would, Tom, you know, but at the same time, we've got to learn from our lessons. The reality is we came up short against Monaghan a lot in league and championship over the last number of years, so we're going to have to play better. You know, Monaghan are good at not allowing us to play, there's no doubt about that. Yet, you know, we have kept them to relatively low scores over the last number of years, but I think both teams will be looking to add a wee bit more up front.
Again, both sides have, shall we say, good defences, and to consolidate the defence with plenty of men back.
I think both of us are fairly similar styles of play, you know, maybe slightly different in how we mark each other and that type of thing, you know, but I think it's up front. You know, they came up a wee bit short against Tyrone in the quarter final, probably didn't get the score, the level of scores they wanted. We didn't, very clearly through, you know, from the Ulster semi-final, Ulster final last year, we didn't score heavily enough, and that's a huge part of it, you know.
And what do you do to correct that?
Look, you know, there's various things. Obviously, people look at the inside players. You know, number one, we missed too many chances. I think we scored 17 or 18 wides or something like that in the final last year. You've got to take the chances when they come. But look, we've added a few players this year that we think might help us.
Do you think Donegal are in a better position this time than they were 12 months ago?
Yeah, look, at this point in time in the season, I'm a happier man than I would have been this year going into the semi-final against Derry. I think our squad's better. I think we have, a few new players into the team as such, you know, that have made a big difference. But we have to go out and prove that, you know. There's no point in me saying it here today and then ending up not performing at the weekend. We've got to do that.
In light of Cavan and Tyrone on Sunday in Clonus, would you be tempted, you know, this great debate that goes on about Michael Murphy midfield, Michael Murphy at full forward, given the success Cavan enjoyed with the big men, David Givney and Clark in the full forward line against Derry or against Tyrone on Sunday, would you be tempted maybe to put Michael in?
Ah, look, you know, we treat each game in its merits, and Michael, you know, most games he spends a wee bit of time in and out, and look, we feel he's a terrific talent all over the pitch, so we do. Monaghan are generally very good at snuffing people out close to goal, there's no doubt about that, and you know, we've got to look at what strengths we have, you know, do we need Michael in the middle of the field, and we'll decide that over the next couple of days.
Yeah, I know I spoke to you ahead of the last game, you know, about the new, shall we say, system that has come in now, or the new craze is where people hold maybe some of your stronger players because it's become a 20-man game. You know, that's worked with Christie and the likes of him. Is that maybe what you'll do with the older fellas?
We'll judge them on their merits, and definitely won't be determined through age, you know, but we felt the last day having Christie and Leo to come into the game was going to be a big plus to us, you know, and hopefully, you know, the likes of Big Neil, you know, Mark McHugh coming into the game, you know, you're talking about quality players coming in, and Colm only seen some action later on, you know, it's age won't really be a huge issue in it, you know, if we feel there's 20 minutes in someone or a half an hour in someone, it may be from the start either, you know, so look, age won't determine that, but it's nice to have I think we're in a better squad than we had this time last year.
And is the fact that the game is in Breffni and they're out of their comfort zone in Clonus a factor?
Ah, well, look, we're happier playing any team away from their home venue, you know, so we are. There's no doubt about it. Monaghan are seriously strong in Clonus. I don't think playing the game in Breffni is going to win the game or lose the game either way for either party, but it's only a good thing.
Games between Monaghan and Donegal have been close, you know, a point or two in either way. Do you expect any different?
No, I don't. They've been close, and they've been tense, and they've been fiery, and that's what we'd expect again. And you know, it's often, you know, who can come up with the quality at the right time that, you know, gets you over the line.